May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And greetings and good evening to you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, saints and sinners, and children of God. Now, this text for today does not come from our Sunday readings. I went a little bit. We have what in our Lutheran hymnal, what we call the daily lectionary, and I pulled this out of Wednesdays. And every Wednesday there's a gospel reading, and it's usually stuff that you don't find on Sunday morning worship. Now, I found it interesting that they put for this Wednesday two texts. One from the end of chapter 22 and one from the beginning of chapter 23. One is Jesus' sayings. The other is the beginning of the passion narrative where we find out that Judas is going to betray Jesus. The two seem to not have very much to do with one another. It just seems like two pieces that are just put together. And yet, when I was looking through this earlier today, when I was reading this, and then I looked at the Job reading, which also is a little bit, it kind of ends on a down note because God has come, and God and Satan were negotiating, which is something you find nowhere else in the Bible. But God and Satan are negotiating, and Satan says, "Listen, I can make Job, you know, like say, you know, I don't care about you, God, you know." And it winds up, and Satan does all these things to Job and takes all these things away from him, and Job yet remains a faithful servant of God. And if you're not familiar with the book of Job, it's a nice long reading full of lots of misery and sadness. But what I was looking, I mean, and the first reading and the last reading had one thing in common. Satan is in both of them. Satan, this entity that we call Satan, and Satan can be whatever you think Satan can be. It's the force of bad in the world. And so when I looked at the first reading and I started reading the rest of this, I said, no, the first part of the gospel text does in fact lead to the second part of the gospel text. Jesus is saying, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness or the worries of life. And Satan looked at one of these apostles that's walking around with Jesus, the one who's complaining about what Jesus is doing. He's finding this opportunity, and he's choosing the one, the easiest one, because we read, particularly in the Gospel of Luke, how Satan is trying to do these things to Jesus. And Satan has been all over Jesus, and Jesus is like not having any of it. Jesus is saying, listen, Satan, you know, you don't rule me. So he finds the one disciple that is not quite in line with everything that Jesus is doing. And so we begin the passion narrative. Because Judas is the one that sets the whole thing off with his little betrayal. But looking at that, you know, how many times have you in your life made a mistake or done something or just been bitter about something and then you regretted it immediately because everything went wrong after that? Those defining moments in our life. You know, I know for me it was the first time I took a certain drug a certain way, and then my life spiraled downhill right after that. And there are other little points in my life that I did those things that it seemed like a good idea at the time. But the good news, my sisters and brothers, is that we have grace. We are free to make many of the mistakes we make in our lives. And we are free to make mistakes. And God has told us that God will forgive not seven times, but seven times 70 times. And we are blessed. And all we do is say, God, forgive me. Because grace is that. Grace is that forgiveness that all you have to do is ask for. You don't have to do any work for it. Just say, God, forgive me. And we are forgiven. And that is the promise that we are given. That's not saying we don't do good works. We do. But we do good works because God has forgiven us. Because God has imbued us with the power of the Holy Spirit that makes us do good for others. It is our natural state to do wonderful things for one another. It is the underlying state of separation from God that makes us do those bad things that seem like good ideas at the time. And so God forgives. And we are given this wonderful gift in Jesus Christ our Lord of that forgiveness. And we are blessed and filled with His Holy Spirit to go forth and do more good in the world and be Jesus Christ for one another, living in the Holy Spirit and knowing that we have a place in God's holy kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen.